Okay, our friends. So today we are going to be reading you a very cute story. I'm going to do a lot of describing today because it's so precious. You have to know what's going on in these pictures. It's called Sweater Weather. It was written by Matt Phelan, and it is read today by Mommy. And why do we call you? What is your name?
General Hux of the First Order.
Whoa, General Hux, you're kind of a bad guy. Did you know that?
I'm the spider looking for.
You are? Well, I will keep your secret safe. I have a story here that is much happier than the First Order business. Would you like to hear it?
Yes.
I thought you might.
Prep the fleets.
Okay. Yes, while you're prepping the fleets, I will read you this story. Are you ready? Okay. Sweater weather. When we open the book, the very first thing we see is a bear. It looks like a dad bear. He's got a mug. He's got a robe. He's looking out the window. He is seeing leaves falling from the trees.
Uh-oh.
What's the matter? You think that's a bad thing?
Mm-mm.
Let's see what he turns around and he says, "Sweaters on!" And he's saying that to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 little baby bears. And he sits down. He says it again. "Sweaters on!" He's waiting patiently. No reply. And then from upstairs, a voice. "Not yet!" Oh, so he has told them to go put their sweaters on. They've gone upstairs to do it. He sat down to wait for them. And they've still not come back. And now, thump, thump, oof. Big bumps we hear upstairs. And so he has come upstairs and pops his head into their room saying, "Sweaters on." And there are all of his cubs in various stages of mess. Some of them are shoved upside down in their sweaters. Some of them have their sweaters curled up. Two of them have tried to get in the same sweater. That's not going to work. And they reply, "Not yet." They might need some help. Okay, so now here comes Dad untangling them all, dumping them out of their various sweaters and transferring their sweaters to the other side of the room so that the children can clearly see who belongs in which sweater. And he tries again. "Sweaters on." And chaos reigns supreme. The cubs are running amok. They are unraveling their sweaters, jumping into them, flailing this way and that, tossing them back and forth. It is sheer chaos. And then they start in.
"I don't like..."
Excuse me.
"I don't like this color. I like that color. Hot! Hot lava! I need to sneeze."
And there's one child who's unraveling his sweater everywhere he goes. "I feel like maybe the one that doesn't like this color but does like that color should switch with the one who does like that color but doesn't like that color." Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And the hot lava, maybe he just needs a t-shirt. Don't you think? If his body is too hot in a sweater. So Dad is wandering around trying to collect all of the sweater that has unraveled and pile it back up. And that kid is so proud of himself. "Sweater's on," he says, smiling. But he doesn't realize that his sweater is completely half unraveled and all over the house. And the dad just looks at him and goes, "Not yet." Because it's not entirely done. The poor dad, he is stressed out. He's trying again. He has finally managed to get them all into sweaters, except for one who looks like he's kind of more in a sack. Or she? Yeah. But nevertheless, they're dressed, finally. And now Dad says, "Sweaters on!" And steps outside with them, but what do you know? It's nighttime. It took him all day to get their sweaters on. What a disappointment it must be. But the bears don't seem to be too upset about it. They look around and realize, they can see their breath in the cold night air. And the dad says, "Look up." And they all look up and a shooting star goes by in the cold night air. And they're all so happy. They walk about, but then he scoops them up because they have started to fall asleep. And he's carried them home like a good dad does. And he says, "Sweaters off," when they get inside, which is the perfect time because their eyes look tired and heavy. "Pajamas on," he says as he hurries them about.
Why is that guy sad?
Why
is that guy sad?
Well, there's one little baby who just looks like she's exhausted and just laying there. And they all crawl into bed. And I'm wondering if it took him all night long to get them into their pajamas. What do you think? Is it possible?
No.
Let's hope not.
In the name of the First Order, no.
Right, I agree. I hope that it didn't take them that long. But I do relate a little bit. Do you ever have a hard time getting your troops in there? Gear.
No, they're always cooperative for some reason.
Yeah, might have something to do with Kylo Ren.
For the Order.
Ooh, and that is the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.